Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
How different does it feel in year two? Like, not learning the playbook, but knowing it and just kind of advancing?
Yeah, it's a lot. You know, there's a lot that goes into your rookie year. On and off the field, just moving in. Getting used to everything, getting the flow. And it's nice this year to just not have to ask about everything. Of, hey, what's this going to be like? You kind of know what to prepare for and what to look for.
Does it feel like stuff's moving faster for you? Or?
Probably moving slower, if anything. You know, just trying to kind of hone in and be under control and have fun doing it.
The voice of Luke McCaffrey. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. We are looking at some of the draft picks from a year ago going into their second seasons who didn't do a ton last year, trying to figure out where the biggest leap and the most growth is going to come for the Commanders. So we looked at Jordan McGee. We have also now talked about Ben Sinnott. McCaffrey's interesting because he actually early in the year played a lot and had some targets and catches, and they went away as the year went on. 24 years old, third-round pick, 6'2", 200, 18 grabs for about 170 yards, and the advanced numbers on him getting open, as we always talk about, were pretty good, even though the usage and the target share and all that stuff was low. But the path for him is you're seeing it open in front of your eyes.
Yeah.
McLaurin's not at camp yet. He'll eventually be here, and he'll be the number one. Debo is oft injured and also not a traditional wide receiver. He's going to move around slot, outside, backfield. He'll be everywhere. You've got a rookie in Jalen Lane. There's a learning curve. Just ask Luke McCaffrey. Noah Brown just got hurt, who definitely would have been above him on the depth chart. Who knows how serious that is, but it didn't look good. With each day that passes right now, the Luke McCaffrey business is booming, I'd say.
Yeah, you're competing with K.J. Osborne, Jalen Lane, whom you mentioned, an off-injured Michael Gallup, speaking of that. I mean, there is a path to the second receiver opposite Terry McLaurin. Again, you always have to put an asterisk in there because Deebo Samuel's getting targets. Some of those are pop passes, screens, working underneath, the occasional something downfield, trick play, whatever. He's getting touches. I'm not saying he's not. He's going to get a lot. A lot of those that were Crowder, Zaccheaus, De'Ami Brown, etc. But your second traditional receiver role in an offense where that's probably the fifth place in terms of who's got to eat, that could be McCaffrey. That means more than 18 targets. Or 18 catches, rather.
That leaves the big guys. Just two, one on each side of the ball here, offensive and defensive line. On the D-line, Johnny Newton, who I still think has the highest ceiling of all these players, in terms of just what he's eventually going to become. I think Newton could end up making a Pro Bowl as a defensive tackle. I don't really see any of these other guys necessarily on that level. But Newton at 22, very, very young. I think that's an important factor here. He's basically 21 last football season. 36th pick in the draft, was the highest drafted of all of them, oh, by the way. 6'3", 295, ended up with 2 sacks and 6 TFLs. This is my answer. I think Johnny Newton, if he's used in a way where he's allowed to rush the quarterback, and I think that's probably what's going to happen, they bring in big, girthy, heavy, weighty, smart cars, Kinlaw, Goldman, and they go, you eat space. Johnny Newton, Daron Payne, you guys go get the quarterback. And I think Newton could really push the pocket, collapse some things from the inside out, be a pass rusher, show some of the stuff he showed at Illinois. So this is going to be my answer for the biggest leap. I think he's going to be a really, really good football player for them this season. Now, he had the most opportunity last year. So it's not like Sinnott, who didn't get to play, and then Mite, or McCaffrey, who plays a lot more, or McGee, who didn't play at all and now does. All those guys are going to get – the opportunity is going to spike way heavier, I think, than Newton's. But he's still going to go from part of a rotation to a way more important part of the rotation without Allen and with these other guys who I think are more traditional run stuffer, beefy guys than him. Like, if you look at D tackles that can rush the quarterback, him and Payne are way separated on the depth chart than the other guys, in my opinion.
I think that's fair. I'm much lower on him than you are. I think he's part of the rotation. I think he'll still be part of the rotation. Slightly bigger part maybe this year. No John Allen, but we were without John Allen a lot last year. But it's reasonable that he would grow in that role, maybe be freed up to do more of what he's good at as opposed to having to do everything.
So when you say you're lower on him than me, what you just explained is exactly what I think too, other than you're saying you don't see him as eventually a Pro Bowler.
No, okay. I think he's part of a crew of guys. I think he's pretty good, but I don't see the same level of greatness.
I think he's going to be super disruptive and a really, really good like pass rushing D tackle.
I hope that's correct, by the way, because that all of a sudden makes a lot of these things click in a way that they're not now, where I'm going, this is the big investment. We're going Javon Kinlaw and Dietrich Wise and Eddie Goldman and But if he's dynamic, then it makes those other pieces make sense.
They brought in size guys to stop the run, which I'm hoping frees him up a little bit to just get up the field. Mm-hmm. I think that's why you draft him 36. What about Brandon Coleman? Coleman played 73% of snaps last year as their left tackle. And on record, on a podcast this week, we were able to figure out via Quinn that Coleman will be the starting left guard. We knew they were going to move him inside. We weren't sure exactly what position. But at 24, third-round pick, 67th overall last year, he played left tackle. They're keeping him on the left side. They're kicking him inside to guard. They're going to set it and forget it and just tell him, that's your spot. Play there every down. I think he could be a really good guard.
I'm pretty sure
like
of it.
Like Cosme-esque in the sense of he actually was better at tackle maybe than Cosme was to start his career. And then you kick Cosme in, who's like a bigger guy, and ask him to do a little bit less in space. And how much better did he get quickly? Why couldn't that same thing happen with Brandon Coleman?
So to me, I think he's going to be the quote-unquote best player of this group, but not make the biggest leap. So it's my same argument against why we didn't include Mikey Sanders still. Already pretty good. I think Brandon Coleman's already pretty good. Showed really well as a rookie left tackle. You know, there are some things you'd like to improve upon, and they decided it was worth getting a marquee left tackle to improve upon those things instead of waiting for Coleman to develop. But I think he's going to be a really good left guard, and he was already a pretty good left tackle. So let's say he went from a 6, and I think he's going to an 8. That difference, to me, is less than the difference between Jordan McGee, who barely played, who's going to go to a 6. I think he's going from 0 to 6.
So your answer, biggest leap, year 2, draft class, is
McGee. I think Jordan McGee. I think the opportunity's there for him.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm going to say, I guess Newton, because I think he could end up being one of the better players on the defense if some things click. But Ben Sinnott's the safe answer. I just don't trust that Ertz is going to play 16 games.
I don't either.
like it could easily be an 8-game season for Zach Ertz.
That was more than normal over the last several seasons.
Right.
Yeah.
And if that happens, Ben Sinnott's going to get a ton of targets.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to go from, is he still on the team? What's going on with him? Where is he? To every week it's 4 for 45, you know, 5 for 50. And you look up at the end of the year and he caught 60 balls or whatever. Let's go to Sean in Falls Church. How are you, Sean?
Doing well, guys. I appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. So I think that for me, I think it's because of the positional change that Coleman is going to take. It's a different jump. It's a jump from one position to another. And so I think that that's kind of, it's an opening for him. You're not doing as much. You're not expected as much, even in your first year. And you've got a guy that you can trust to the left of you who is one of the best left tackles in the game. I think that if Noah Brown ends up being out, I think Luke McCaffrey is also in discussion. But for me, I think it really is Coleman, and it's purely because of the positional change. I think Sinnott could be great. Ertz, you know, could go down. But right now, on this day, with Ertz being healthy, for me, it's Coleman.
Appreciate you, dude. Yeah, I mean, it all depends on how you view the question as well, to me. Like, if that's the criteria, Coleman's going to start. We know that. The other guys were like, if this happens, he could fill in,
or he's part of the rotation. Maybe.
Yeah.
Him or Newton better help the most, because they're going to play the most.
Yeah, so my answer is the most snaps here are going to Coleman, right? Newton's part of rotation. He's going to be a huge part of it. But
Coleman should play 100% if he's healthy.
And that's kind of my point here. So that's why I think he's the quote-unquote best player of the group. But if we're talking about the leap, it depends on how you see it.
Vince and Akakeek, you're on the Fan. What's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Real quick, happy Father's Day to God this weekend.
Oh, thanks,
yeah, buddy.
Appreciate you.
So, my thing is this. I don't know who's going to take the biggest jump, but I've been saying this since the end of last season. I need everybody to take the biggest jump. Anybody that was drafted last year, Jaden Daniels included. The success of this team, the mark of Adam Peters is supposed to be that he finds his gems in every round outside of round one. Because, honestly, his round one gems weren't always the best hitters. But he's made his mark because 2 through 7, he found all pros. So if the benchmark is the greatest jump for the next guy, I heard Danny say an 8. Then if the top guy's an 8, the next guy needs to be a 7.8, a 7.9, 7.6. Everybody needs to make a quantum leap jump for year two for this team to be successful. Like, we've made all this fuss about we were ready to play right now. If we didn't draft anybody, the team is ready to go anytime, anywhere, anyplace. That comes from everybody who we drafted last year making I'm ready to be a pro right now, this year, in year two. That's how I see it.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks very much. Yeah, look, if they're going to repeat last season with a harder schedule, playing a more ominous quarterback schedule and better teams, they're going to have to be better than they were last year. If you're the exact same level of good, which was really good, by
right,
the way.
Right, it was, yeah.
But this is just basic how it works. This is common sense. If you're the exact same and you're playing better teams, then you're going to be worse. So they have to improve just to sustain. You have to improve a lot to actually improve. And that is the concern, fear, what have you. There's a very real chance of regression. I actually think when you look at this team on paper, this is not an above 500 roster, in my opinion. This is a 7, 8, 9 win roster, depending on how healthy you are and you get a couple of bounces, with a quarterback that might be unique and special and an MVP candidate. And so if Jaden Daniels is exceptional and he has this remarkable year, then he might make the 8-win team a 12-win team. Like that, we kind of saw that to an extent last year.
Indeed.
Very, very possible. But there's a lot on his plate, man. I mean, he doesn't really have much margin for error in the sense of, if there was more talent around him and he just got to be a distributor and it's okay, the defense will make you right. When you have a bad game, they'll steal a game for you. I don't think that's the build here.
I don't either.
He's got to be great and they have to be better just to get back to where they were.
Different path to come to the same conclusion. You think about the previous regime, how bad a job they did stacking talent. So you've got to hit on a higher, you got to hit no matter what organization you're in. If you got a $80 million quarterback or a rookie deal, you got to hit on draft picks. I mean, that to Vince's point and to yours, that's obvious. That's intuitive. The point I would make here, though, now is the previous failures of Rivera and company put that much more of a premium on if you want success. Like, if you hit at a normal rate, you don't get to go 12-5 the previous season. You win 8, and then maybe you jump up to 10. They're now in a position where the expectations are so high, you don't have other solutions. So you have a small allotment of picks, and you've got to hit on a higher percentage just to keep up with everybody as they're improving, right? Just because, again, what happened before.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.